الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة واسمعوا قالوا سمعنا وعصينا وأشربوا في قلوبهم العجل بكفرهم قل بئس ما يأمركم به إيمانكم إن كنتم مؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in yesterday's lesson or in the previous verses we spoke about the Quran speaks about or the Quran refutes and rebuts the arguments and the proofs that were cited by the Yahud, where they negated the Prophet of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there, here in the current verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is a continuation of the previous verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that certainly Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had brought to you the clear signs, and then you began to worship the calf. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats an incident, Allah records an incident, but here Allah in actual fact repeats an incident which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made mention of in verse number 63. And the order why, the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeated this incident is in order to reiterate the same point that listen, these Jews were not sincere and genuine believers in the Torah as they claim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورِ. Allah says, and remember when we took a pledge and covenant from you and we raised high above you Mount Tur. Now remember the incident when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he brought the Torah from Mount Tur and he came to Bani Israel. Then right from the outset at the beginning, the Yahud, what did they say? The Israelites said that they will not accept and they will not believe this Torah. And they said, we will not believe in it until and unless we hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself say that this is his word. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then appointed 70 people from Bani Israel and they went to Mount Tur in Madian. And upon arriving Mount Tur at Madian, they heard the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. And then after that, despite hearing the word of Allah, they said, we will not accept, we will not believe until and unless we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because seeing is believing. They wanted to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said, after we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most definitely we will then bring iman in the Torah. But because we know it is impossible for our eye to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya, so because of this impertinence and this rudeness and this terrible behavior that they displayed in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at Mount Tur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seized them with a thunderbolt that destroyed them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seized them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His favor, He raised them and He restored their lives again. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference now to that incident where Allah says, وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورِ, that after Allah raised them, Allah also raised Mount Tur high above them. And now Allah instructed them by saying, خُذُوا مَا أَتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةِ وَاسْمَعُوا, that hold fast to what we have given you, wasma'u, and listen. Listening here is in the meaning, in the ma'na, in the meaning of obedience. That means listen to obey. قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. But what did the Jews, what did the Israelites do? They said, سَمِعْنَا, we heard, وَعَصَيْنَا, but we disobeyed. So instead of saying we heard and we obeyed, وَأَطَعْنَا, they said, وَعَصَيْنَا, we disobeyed. So what kind of belief is this now in your kitab? Because these were the claims that were laid by the Yahud that we bring iman in the Torah. So Allah is asking them, what kind of iman is this in the book? And then Allah says, وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. On account of their disbelief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they were soaked with the love of the calf, so much so that they even began to make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they began to worship the calf. Now what kind of iman is this? What kind of belief is this in the kitab, in the Torah? Now Allah instructs Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell them, قُلْ, tell the Jews, بِئْسَ مَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِهِ إِمَانُكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. How evil is that which your iman, in other words, your fake iman, your false iman, how evil is that which your false iman enjoins upon you and commands you to do if you claim that you are sincere believers in the book, in the Torah. Then in the following verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here, these verses were revealed on account of the Jews having said that, listen, Jannah belongs to us. Jannah is for us. The hereafter is for us and not for the believers. There's a verse that comes in the Quran where they say that if Jahannam has to touch us, Jahannam will not touch us except for a few days. There's another verse where the Yahud said, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاءُهُ. Then listen, we are in fact the children of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved ones. So these are the claims that they have made. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes that by saying that, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if the hereafter, the final abode, in kanat lakum ad-daru al-akhiratu 'inda Allah khalisa, if the hereafter, in other words, if Jannah is for you solely by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not for any other people, in other words, not for the believers, not for the mu'mineen, not for the muslimin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs the Yahud, Allah tells them, fatamannaw al-maut, then desire death now if you are true in this claim. Why should you not desire death? The life in the hereafter is far better than the life in this world. So desire death, you'll get Jannah. وَلَيْ يَتَمَنَّوهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. But Allah says, these Yahud, they will never ever desire death. Why? Because of what their hands sent forth. They know very well that they have disbelieved and denied in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nubuwah after having known that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the true Nabi. Because we mentioned earlier, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُمْ. They knew Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so well, like how they knew the kids. The description of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did come in the Torah. So they knew his description very well, but they still disbelieved in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ. Listen, Allah knows well, Allah is well aware of the wrongdoers, the unjust ones. The zalimin here refers to the kafirin, the yahud. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will requite them for their disbelief. Then Allah says, in fact, وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَى حَيَاةٍ. Allah says, in fact, you will most certainly find the Jews, they are the greediest of people for life. They are the most avid of people for life. وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. They are greedier than the mushrikeen as well. They want more life. And Quran explains, what do we mean by this? يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةً. That if one of them could be, each one of them from the Yahud, each one of them desire that they could be given a life of 1,000 years. This is what a Yahudi desires, that he could be given a very, very long life, a life of 1,000 years. But Allah says, even if we give him such a life, the grant of such a life, وَمَا هُوَ بِمُزَحْزِحِهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ أَن يُعَمَّرْ. The grant of such a life will never distance him. Let him know this, that the grant of such a life will never distance him from the azab of Jahannam. وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ. Let him know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of what they do. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will require them for the deeds in this dunya. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.